Jessica Williams from her solo piano CD, her most recent, Summertime. Jessica Williams at the piano. Beautiful. Hope you're having a good day. My name's Jim Wilkie. This is Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. The name Gary McFarland has reappeared several times lately. Gary McFarland was quite a flashback there in the 60s, and then he died under very mysterious circumstances, and I think a lot of people kind of forgot about him. But recently, there has been a resurgence of interest in his music. Gary McFarland played in Seattle a couple of times at the Penthouse, and there's a new recording now of the music of Gary McFarland. It's played by a group led by Joe Locke with Cheryl Cassidy and Bruce Barth. Nice album called Circulation. At the same time, there has been a documentary produced called This Is Gary McFarland, the jazz legend who should have been a pop star. It's a film by Christian St. Clair, and it's come out on DVD, coupled with a CD of some performances that were taken from his appearances at the Penthouse in Seattle exactly 50 years ago, July 1st, 1965. I was at the controls at the Penthouse for a live broadcast I was producing at the time, and here is the Gary McFarland Quintet at the Penthouse, July 1st, 1965, with McFarland on vibes and whistling. Sadao Watanabe plays flute. The great Hungarian guitarist Gabor Szabo is on guitar. Eddie Gomez on bass. And Joe Cocuzzo is at the drums. And this is a Gary McFarland composition called The Train Samba. Thank you.
can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? When you took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me, 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 me.
Great old standard, as done by Eugenie Jones from her brand new CD, Come Out Swingin'. And Eugenie Jones singing here with the group, which included Bill Anshel on piano, Devon Lewis on drums, and Clipper Anderson on bass. Also appearing on the album are Jay Thomas on trumpet and tenor, and Ernesto Pedianco percussion. Eugenie Jones from her album Come Out Swingin', her brand new release, the song All of Me. Before that, a recording made 50 years ago in Seattle at the Penthouse, part of a live broadcast series I was producing in the 60s, Gary McFarland Quintet, with McFarland on vibes, Sadao Watanabe alto sax and flute mostly, Gabor Szabo on guitar, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Joe Cocuzzo on drums, and Gary McFarland's Train Samba, recorded July 1st, 1965, from the live broadcast in Air Check. And that's on a two-disc set, This Is Gary McFarland, with a DVD documentary by Christian St. Clair, and music from the Penthouse shows Gary McFarland played in Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The jazz activities around the area today include the Westerlies Great Brass Quartet playing at the Royal Room. Formerly Seattle musicians who came up through the Garfield and Roosevelt jazz programs, they formed a quartet when they all were residing in New York, and they had put out an album. Another one is on the way, and they are touring and sounding wonderful. They've hit a nice bridge spot between jazz and classical music. It's almost like a classical brass quartet with some real jazz sensibilities, or is it the other way around? Also today, Earshot presents Paul Nelson Love's Large Unit in a concert at the Poncho Theater. There's more news about that in the Earshot Jazz Letter, if you'd like to look up more on that. That's tonight at 8 at the Poncho Theater at Cornish College. There are also numerous jams on Sundays, including the Couth Buzzard and Angry Beaver on Greenwood, Cafe Racer in the Ravenna area, and Anchor Pub in Everett, Sugar Jazz Bistro in Renton, and Daryl's Taff in Shoreline. On Monday night, more jams, Mo Jam at the Nectar Lounge in Fremont, and Entre Mundos Jam at Capital Cider. Antonio Sanchez, the drummer who provided the soundtrack for the wonderful film Birdman, in town to play with his group Migration, Tuesday and Wednesday only at Jazz Alley. Antonio Sanchez, one of the most intriguing jazz drummers on the scene today. Thursday night, Randy Halberstadt will be playing at Boxley's in North Bend. Friday night, there's the ever-popular Latona Happy Hour with Phil Sparks and friends. Greta Matassa sings at Tula's, and Jovino will be playing at Vito's. And Saturday's the 4th of July, and a lot of jazz clubs and music places shut down for the night as everyone goes out to see the fireworks. More information available on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, and also you'll find more information at earshot.org. Here's some music from the Westerlies, who are playing at 5 o'clock this afternoon. They'll be performing at the Royal Room. And this is Riley Muherkar and Zubin Hensler on trumpets, Andy Clausen on trombone, Willem de Kock on trombone, a tune by Wayne Horvitz titled Waltz from Woman of Tokyo. ¶¶ Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, a sextet version of the Cantaloupes, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum during an Art of Jazz concert, now been issued on a CD called The Art of Jazz Live at SAM. Jay Thomas on tenor sax with Michael Van Bibber on trumpet, Dan Marcus on trombone, John Hansen piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, and a great tune by Ray Bryant, Tonk. Before that, the Westerlies, wonderful brass quartet from their album on Songlines, of the music of Wayne Horvitz, Wish the Children Would Come On Home, and we heard them playing Waltz from Woman of Tokyo by Wayne Horvitz. Riley Muherkar, Zubin Hensler, Andy Clausen, and Willem de Kock, two trumpets, two trombones. And they're playing today at 5 at the Royal Room in Seattle. Wonderful group. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here, sharing some music on a Sunday afternoon. Jazzport Townsend's coming up in another month. The last full weekend of July is always time for Jazzport Townsend. We'll begin this next segment with a couple of artists who are appearing at this year's festival. The first one is Romero Lubambo, who has a solo album which came out last year titled Sol, Brazilian Essence. And here is Romero Lubambo playing a well-worn tune, giving it a fresh turn of his own, called Aquarela do Brasil.
Thank you.
Demonstrating the range of music that you can expect to hear at Jazzport Townsend this year, we heard first from Brazilian guitarist Romero Lubambo playing Aquarela do Brasil, and that was from his solo album, Brazilian Essence, So. And he is going to be appearing with the Trio de Paz with Nilson Mata and Duduca de Fonseca Saturday, July 25th. He's also appearing in a couple of other situations as well, including with Masha Antonet. Just now, we were listening to Sean Jones' quartet. Sean Jones, the trumpet player, is making his, I believe, first appearance at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend this year. Paired here with Thorin Evans on piano, Luke Curtis on bass, and Obed Calvera on drums. We can call that the Rhett Butler Blues. It's called the I Don't Give a Damn Blues. Sean Jones, one of the trumpet players appearing at Jazzport Townsend this year. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. In this next segment of our show today, we're going to be listening first to some solo vibes from Tom Collier's latest CD, and then we'll hear from a guy who's on the music faculty at Eastern Washington University in Cheney, the Michael Waldrop Big Band from a new album called Time Within Itself. First, here's Tom Collier, and he's playing a piece by Dave Lewis, which achieved some popularity in the 60s. This is Dave Lewis's composition, Little Green Thing. It begins with an improvisation on the tune. Thank you. That's the Michael Waldrop Big Band out of Texas, Dallas, I think. But Michael Waldrop is also on the faculty at Eastern Washington University, and he's putting together a Northwest edition of this band, which will make its debut at Tula's later on the month of July, on the 27th. That was a tune titled Munich Musings. It was by Michael Waldrop, and featured Steve Snyder on piano, Greg Waits on trombone, Mike Stinieri on trumpet. Michael Waldrop was the drummer, and Jose Rossi on percussion. Before that, a tune from Tom Collier's album Alone in the Studio, Dave Lewis's 1960s hit, Little Green Thing. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. We'll be back again next weekend at this same time with music from the Ballard Jazz Festival concert by the Lucas Pino Nonet. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.